Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, this is Kelly Wells Brinkley, Olympic bronze medalist in the 100-meter hurdles. And make sure you listen to The Jake Brown Show.
The sweatpants saga. The story here. We're going to save the sports for later on The Jake Brown Show. Oh, and let this beat ride for a bit. Oh, man. West Philadelphia, born and raised. At pizza place, spent most of my days eating so much pizza. It felt so good. Chilling in Queens, now that was my hood. Pizza's so good. Pizza's so great. Girls hate sweatpants. Haters gonna hate. Gonna keep going. I hate dates. But that's right, professors who you rate. But I'ma rate this chick, I rate her a zero. She thought I can't wear sweatpants, she ain't a hero, nah. Alright, let's do it. Welcome to the Jake Brown Show, radio.com, podcast.radio.com/Jake Brown. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, on Spotify as well. Give me a follow at Jake Brown Radio. And if you want the whole story of this sweatpants scenario, you go there for all the tweets, which we'll go through. Later in the program, Olympic medalist Kelly Brinkley is going to join us to chime in on her thoughts on sweatpants, and we'll talk with her about what's going on with her life. Joining us also this week, I just chatted with Willie Ponder, the former Giants kick returner. So you want to check out Willie Ponder to talk about the Giants, who have been terrible. We'll talk sports later. We'll talk Princess James later on, and Enos Kander becoming a fan favorite all of a sudden, and deservingly so, because I just love his comments. And you love what he said. So we'll talk about that and all that jazz. But we'll start the program with the story. If you haven't checked it, check Twitter, but we'll go through it, and I'll tell you what exactly happened right now. And before, make sure you subscribe or review on iTunes and Spotify as well. Brian Corson behind the boards. Jake Brown here. And Brian, you'll enjoy it, and you could check Twitter if you want to see.
Yeah, I'm doing that right now, actually. Right.
You could go through the tweets as I tell this story. So I met a girl. The dating app world, you know how it is, 21st century. And I met a girl off the app OkCupid.
Ladies.
And so she was chill. She dabbles in comedy. I guess on the side, she's a stand-up comedian. She might hear the show. So she is not seeing the tweets because I blocked her from my account and the show account. I blocked her on Instagram and Snapchat. And today we'll probably block her number. She might go check just to see if I discussed anything. So met her in OkCupid. Talked her a little bit, text. And then a couple days after talking, I said we should get brunch. And I said, we're going to go to Queens Comfort. Now, Queens Comfort is my favorite place. Great brunch spot. If you haven't been, go. If you ever want to go, let me know, because I'm the king of Queens Comfort. So we go to Queens Comfort. And she comes out to a story. Never been a story. She says she was in Queens once, and I think that was the airport. Already complaining about the commute to Astoria. Meanwhile, it's like 30 minutes, 40 minutes from the city. It's not that bad. And Brian's reading the tweets now.
Well, I'm just reading the tweet that I guess she said.
Yeah, oh yeah. So there's a couple, and I'll go through that. So this is the full extended version. Twitter is a pretty good version of it, but there's a full thing. So we go to Queens Comfort. She's already complaining. Oh, it's too far. I'm like, you know what I want to say. I want to curse her out. But I'm like, just wait for the food. Obviously, she likes the food. The food's incredible, per usual. And this is not a big deal, and I shouldn't even say this, but she had something where, like, I guess the wind makes her cry. She has something where she has, like, tears come out. So I thought she was crying the whole time, and then she ended up telling me she has this thing. And meanwhile, maybe she was crying later on. Who knows? So we go to hookah after that, have a good time, and then I say we should, like, watch a movie or something and have some wine or whatever it was. So we go back to my place. We order Chinese food. We watch a couple movies. Make out, whatever. Don't end up banging, so that doesn't happen. But we're just, I guess she fell asleep. I fell asleep. We napped. But that time was like 9 or 10 o'clock. She didn't want to go all the way back to the city, so she ended up sleeping over. So first time met her, subbed over, but we didn't do the whole shebang. But she slept over. So everything's fine. Sleeps over. We wake up Sunday morning, and like, I'm going, let's go to the bagel. So there's a great bagel spot in Astoria called New York Coffee Bagel House. We go to the bagel spot, and we get bagels. I don't remember her order. I remember someone on Twitter asked me about her order. And I'll go through what people's responses were who aren't on Twitter or don't check Twitter, because we have a huge response on this topic. So we get bagels. When I'm getting ready to go to the bagel spot, I think I showered before we left because I like to just be fresh, ready to go. So I put on sweatpants. I'm like, it's a Sunday morning, you know, it's the weekend. I don't think it's a big deal if a guy wears sweatpants. Mind you, when we met, I had jeans. I looked solid, and I looked fine. And I consider that the first time meeting. She sleeps over. The next morning, I'm like, hey, as soon as I put the sweatpants on, she's like, kind of like, is judging me, which I was like, excuse me? Like, am I supposed to wear jeans? Do you want me to wear, like, tights to go get bagels? Like, do you want me to put a tuxedo on? Like, what is it better if I wore pajama pants, shorts? So I put on sweatpants, and she was judging me, but I didn't think it was a big deal. And I obviously still wore them. Like, just leave if you're going to care that much. I don't care. And so I wore sweatpants, and then she's all mad, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't know she was that mad. So we get bagels. It's all fine. There ended up being a couple dogs there. We petting a couple dogs outside eating bagels. And she goes back home. We send her ways, kiss goodbye, see you soon. I didn't know she was that bothered, I guess, till later on about the sweatpants. And I ended up seeing her again. We went to the movies. I brought Chinese food to her apartment in the city. So we had Chinese food at her place. Before we go to the movies for the second date, she tweeted and all that will come after this. But before we go to the movies, I bring a bottle of wine over. We have a little wine, and we're at her apartment. Just eating. She didn't have cable, I guess. We didn't watch TV. We're sitting on our couch having Chinese food. Sometimes I don't notice that I do it. I chew a little louder than I guess sometimes my mouth is open when I chew. And she like commented and like walked away at one point because I was chewing too loudly. Like, again, very odd. A little concerned about that. I was like, okay, so I'll chew with my mouth closed. Relax. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. And I think I wore jeans. I did not wear sweatpants when we went to the movies. The sweatpants were a Sunday morning, which seems what every human being on the planet wears on a Sunday morning. So we went to the movies. And then another odd thing, which some people I don't think is odd. For me, it was odd just because I've never had it happen. I've never been on a movie date where this has happened. She ordered a separate popcorn for herself. We got a bucket of popcorn. I'm like, all right, yeah, we'll get one large. She's like, no, 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 let's get two popcorns. I'm like, what? Like, just for
wait,
me.
Wait, what size?
Well, I think they were small, but it was a big bucket. It was like a...
I mean, she didn't get a second bucket, did she?
It was a bucket, but a smaller bucket. So we each had a bucket.
So it wasn't that she was really hungry, clearly.
No, I don't think, because we just had Chinese food. Like, I don't think she was that hungry. But still on a date, to me, that is odd. It's your tongue was in my mouth, but we have to have separate popcorn.
That's a little odd.
Yeah, so I was
especially
like,
with how expensive popcorn is.
This is weird. Well, luckily, I got the dinner, so she paid for that. So if I had to pay for a second popcorn, honestly, I would have been furious because it would have been ridiculous. The fact that she purchased it made it a little bit more doable for me.
Probably cost more than the dinner.
I mean, in these days, exactly, with two drinks, too. But I was like, all right, so she doesn't like sweatpants. I chew too loud, apparently. She doesn't like sweatpants first time meeting when it wasn't really the first time meeting. And the popcorn, and I'm just trying to wrap my mind, and I'm like... Meanwhile, at this point, I'm kind of turned off. Like, it's been so many different things that I just want to see the movie. And I also want to see the over-under of the Monday Night Football game. So the game's on. Occasionally, at some point, I was checking my phone to see the score. I don't think she was that bothered by that. It seemed like she was more bothered by the freaking sweatpants. But, like, towards the end of the movie, I was, like, checking the score just to see. And then the Packers ended up hitting the over on a meaningless touchdown. That's on the side story. That has nothing to do with this. But anyways, maybe she was mad about that. So... we were texting, and I just wanted to get a feel because I knew we didn't really talk all weekend. And I don't think I was going to see her again. And, And here's some of the text she sent about situation. She said, I'm getting some sort of confusing vibes from you. I'm not sure really how to interpret. You seem interested to me in a romantic way, but sometimes you kind of treat me like I'm one of your guy friends or something. And I said, because I chew loud and wore sweatpants. And she said, and I said, or because I checked my phone to see the score. She said, no, not your phone, but the other stuff is definitely a part of it. And she said, it only seems like you're something convenient for you. She said, she said, maybe we got comfortable too quickly. Meanwhile, it was her choice to stay over. I mean, she could have left if she wanted to. It didn't make a difference to me. When you're starting, and also when you put extra effort and energy. So me putting extra effort and energy would consist of me wearing jeans on a Sunday to get bagels, essentially. And feel the same. I've been. She said, "This is ridiculous. I feel this." She said, "I've never been out with a guy who wore sweatpants or had like no basic table manners." The first time we hung out. Meanwhile, the first time we hung out, we had brunch. There was nothing about table manners that was wrong. Like, I don't understand that. The chewing thing was the second time we hung out. She said, that's sort of what I mean by putting in a little extra effort at the beginning. You want me to put an extra effort by wearing jeans? Like, is that Corson's face right now. Like, he's just,
yeah, I'm just dumbfounded, and I'm very happy that I've been married a long time.
Yeah, at this point, I want to get married to someone else. Now, I might not get married for 22 decades if there's more girls like that out there. And clearly on Twitter, people responded, there's not. And you better believe I am team sweatpants today. You can see the sweatpants.
He is wearing sweatpants. Yeah. I wish I would have known I would have worn sweatpants,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, oh, if you could wear sweatpants to work every day here, I probably may. If she was my boss, I would have got laid off a long time ago.
Probably, yes.
But anyway, so basically, I said, all right, so, yeah, it's probably better to end it. I said, no worries. Good luck with your comedy stuff. Blocked her on Twitter because as soon as this ended, I'm like, the world needs to hear this story. So before that, I guess, she is dabbling in comedy. I wasn't sure if this was a comical act or not. This apparently is all real. Meanwhile, she's a comedian, and boy, like, I don't know if this is all comedians. Not funny. Like, I am 100% more funny than she was. Not, like, showing off, but, like, I think I'm a pretty funny dude.
Well, the second tweet that you posted?
Oh, yeah. So let's go through the tweets here.
Okay, we'll come back to that.
And then we'll go through responses. And thanks to everyone for interacting on Twitter, Jake Brown Radio, and following along. I think we entertained a lot of people at work. I got a couple texts from people who said, you made my workday better or whatever it was.
Oh yeah, baby.
And that's what matters. So she tweeted. So I'll go to the tweet that came out a couple of days ago. She was talking with a coworker, and I texted her, and she said it wasn't about me, but clearly she's overly thought of these sweatpants. And if you go to her Twitter, I'm not giving her name or anything. Some people have like copied and pasted the tweet, and they found her, and they went through her Twitter and said, "Wow, she is crazy."
Yeah, I kind of want to do the same, honestly.
I could tell you when we're off the air here. But she said, listen to this. November 10th, she tweeted, "Maybe I'm conservative, but I think that when a man wears sweatpants in front of a woman, it should be considered sexual harassment."
Yeah, so this is clearly an attempt at a joke, and it's just a bad, bad joke.
Yeah. Like, if I paid for that comedy act, I would ask for a refund immediately.
I would ask for a refund of my drink minimum
drink money
as well.
Yeah. Like, at least free alcohol or something. Because, you know, the ticket was probably free. this is a Kmart comedy show. They'd have it at Kmart try to attract more customers. So that was bizarre, especially in an age where there's all these sexual harassment stories going on. The Louis C.K. stuff, the George, how do you say his name? Takai. And everything going on, she had the audacity to tweet that. Today, meanwhile, oh man, this I saw this today, and this is, I think it was right after I saw this, I had to just go on a storm tweet. Or maybe it was after I tweeted, I saw this tweet. She said, "Dumped a guy Meanwhile, did not dump. It was a mutual ending, and we met twice. So when is meeting a person twice dumping? I don't know about you, but I've never gone on 2 dates with a girl that went out with them. It takes at least like 3 months to be in a relationship after. I mean, some people are different. They go a month, a couple times. But if you hang out twice, you are not in a relationship. So using the word dumped doesn't refer to a guy that you met twice that clearly you had problems with. Dumped a guy from wearing sweatpants the first time we hung out. Meanwhile, is the day after the first time? That's technically like the second time because you were together all day and the next day. So it's not really the first time. She's making it like I wore sweatpants to brunch that day, and I surely did not. Like, I have class. Like, on a date, I'll dress fine. I'm not going to show up in a sweatsuit. Today I did. I came to the studio, sweatpants. I got my Hofstra hoodie on, ready to go. Got the taco hat, ready to go. She goes on to say, he thinks I'm the first girl who's had a problem with this, but I'm actually just the first girl who told him I do.
Now, to be fair, if I just read this without any context, I might laugh a little bit at this sentence. But knowing that there's an actual real life basis for this, that's an actual thought in someone's head, it's not funny.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm just so confused because literally every girl that responded thought that she was nuts.
Yeah.
Like, every girl said, I'm wearing sweatpants. Does she have the vibe that if I wear sweatpants, that implies like, a boner's on the way and I shouldn't be wearing them? Like, is that what that equals? Is me wearing sweatpants sexual?
I have no idea. I really can't imagine what a vendetta she has against sweatpants.
Yeah, like, this is unreal. And obviously she's like a daddy's girl, princess, whatever she is. But clearly there's something wrong here. And clearly there's a reason she's on these dating apps. This is probably why I can't meet the right match on these dating apps, because this happens. And I've had some other, like, random things, but never anything, like, this crazy where a girl has a problem. Like, if she comes to the point where she stayed over the first time I saw her, and I wore sweatpants and she got mad. Like, go home. Like, don't stay over. If you don't want to see the sweatpants, don't stay over. I ain't implying anything sexual. I'm implying I want to get a mother effing bagel on a Sunday before I sit my ass on the mother effing couch and watch some mother effing football from 1 to 11 p.m. You go home, wear your jeans, wear your tight pants, wear whatever the hell you want to your house. If you're coming to Jay Swizzy's house, you better believe on a football Sunday, I got sweatpants and a pizza cooking. So let's go through the tweets here. By the way, Kelly Brinkley, Olympic medalist, is going to join us to talk about this later in the show. And sports is taking a backseat to this story. So I want to go through some of people's responses, and we really got a lot of good responses. Thanks to all the ladies who chimed in here. You got to love the Twitter family. They had my back in this story, and why wouldn't you? Because I gave the story how it is. We didn't bang, first time, had a nice brunch, went to a nice hookah spot, watched movies, got Chinese food. I mean, this basically sounds like heaven. Besides going to like a game or something, brunch, wine, movies. And we watched not just like any movie. It was a chick flick. I think we watched, the Engagement? No, what is it called? What is that movie we watched? I don't know. It was a chick flick. But I watched it, and I actually enjoyed it. It was fun. And we watched that, and we watched a comedian she wanted to watch, who may be coming on the show, actually. Rory Scavy, I think his name is, on Netflix. I don't know if you've heard of him, of course. And Rory Scavy.
The name is not familiar.
He was all right, but we watched what she wanted. We watched what movie she wanted. She went out of her way to come to Astoria. We share with you the tweets. Let's share some of the responses from everyone. I'm glad everyone has enjoyed this, but this is all real. It's not just me making stuff up. I wish it was made up, but it is all real. So here's some of the responses we got on this. From Sweets Tweets, Is this a real question? I'd be wearing sweatpants right there with you. That's insane. WTF did she expect you to wear? Guy said, I'm not this lady follower, and you're not asking my opinion, but that's, she's bizarre. What was her bagel order? She, one girl said again, she sounds like a lot. So Jen, King L said, definitely bizarre. Did she say why? Melanie said, that's what I call high maintenance, because if morning after, she's not right there in sweatpants to pass. These are real women responding to me. This is what you need. Sweet said, okay, well, she sounds like a tight-ass, high-maintenance broad. The first time you met was brunch. Breakfast after sleepover. Totally different story. I agree. You wearing sweatpants is fine. She just has uptight personal preferences. If she's judging you and not your character, then if I'm you, I'm thanking... the tweet just went away. Basically, everyone agreed that she was in the wrong here. I'm telling the whole story, basically. This was it. I told you, we didn't make sweet love on the first date. She slept over, made out, nothing crazy. And went for bagels, and that was it. And then I saw her again, went to the movie. She got mad at me chewing loud. Left the room. Ordered her own popcorn. So, I'm glad this is over. I mean, it's great that it's over because it's just made for amazing content. So other people said, stay away, bro. She's got bigger issues, my friend. She's probably a serial killer. So she dumped you the first time y'all hang out. That should be a clear indicator of the type of girl she is. Zero basis in reality. Well, she can F right off as far as I'm concerned. Keep wearing your sweatpants to get you a girl who isn't afraid to order a nice bacon, egg, and cheese. Oh, that's a winner. I mean... Gotta love the chicks with the bacon, egg, and cheese. Again, she's an idiot. I know a lot of women who would happily take a guy in sweatpants with a heart of gold any day of the week. Patricia. Brittany says she seems like a sociopath. Sweatpants are required on Sundays, Jake. Nah, that's weird from Sam. I mean, people are fed up at her. Seems like you dodged a bullet. This is the weirdest Tinder story I've ever read, Jake. Sounds like the first of many red flags that have popped up along the way. Good riddance. Oh, my God. Is she a sociopath? You dodge a bullet. Did I miss any of the tweets she said? I think I read. I mean, you go on Twitter and check responses, but it's feel free to wear sweatpants when we hang out. Friend of the program, Trent Baker. Went out and found the person you were talking about from Trevor, my former coworker. Read her past tweets. That's what we call a grade A Bumble psycho. We're going, they've covered all the dating apps that we didn't meet on. 99.9% of Americans wear sweatpants in front of others. She is that 0.1%. Not even the 1%. She's in the 0.1%. You got to be pretty special to be in the 0.1%. Based on the woman replying, I'd say you'd be okay. Our friend here, Sam Bennett. So my second day with this guy, we decided to go for a walk around the neighborhood. Halfway through, we sat down and noticed he had the biggest holes in his crotch of his pants. I look at him and went, do you realize you have a hole in your pants? He said, yes. I asked, why do you wear them? He asked, I didn't know we'd be sitting. And that's the story of a second date with my husband. We've been together since 2008, married in 2012. Pants shouldn't matter if it's real. Exactly. What kind of standards do you have that pants are a big deal? Meanwhile, also on the second time we met, I didn't share. It was a debate of, are we going to order in the Chinese food or go to a spot? Listen, I don't know if it's just me. You should know what Chinese food is around you live. She says she orders it. This isn't a big deal. Like, I don't care about this. This is just me being extra, but it's not really being extra. Know what Chinese food is good around you. Know your go-to Chinese spot. She says she hasn't been in a spot she always orders in. I said, all right, the movie's coming up. Like, we should meet at a spot. And that was a whole fight of, I was like, let's meet me at the Chinese spot. We'll order it and we'll bring it back. Like, it'll save us time from, you know, doing seamless. You know how that takes. It takes like an hour plus.
Oh, yeah.
And it was already like 7:30, 7:45. The movie was at 9. So I'm like, let's go get it. Meet me out, we'll get it. And then she's like, oh, no. And the place she went to ended up being closed. I'm like, oh, my goodness. You can't find a freaking good Chinese spot. There's a thing called Google and Yelp. Type in Chinese. See how many stars it got. The place she got was closed and had 2 stars. Good Lord have mercy. Know your freaking Chinese food. Know what pizza is good. Know what Chinese food is good. And if you don't, get a freaking clue. Come on now. This is New York City. Oh, man, that riles me up. I'm the king of pizza and Chinese food and brunch. And you don't even know. You can pick a place with 2 stars that wasn't even open. On a Monday night.
What kind of Chinese place is it open on a Monday night at 8 o'clock?
I don't know where she went. But I looked it up. I'm like, oh, this place is 2 stars. Doesn't look good. She walked there. We're going to meet there. My texts weren't going through because I was on the subway. She's there. It's like it's closed. Just I'm going to go to my apartment. I said, fine. I'll just grab it and bring it back. But it's like, and the place I ended up getting has like 4 stars. And it was like 2 blocks from her. It was on the street. It was like 2 avenues down. I'm like, didn't know about this one, did ya? Oh, man. And then Matt said, I don't know if this is real, on Twitter said, I definitely, and Marissa, she's not, I don't think she's watching. She might be, but I blocked her on Twitter and everything, so I don't know if she knows what's going on. She might end up hearing the audio of this, potentially. If she does, oh, well.
That's kind of funny.
I didn't say her name, so I'm not in the wrong here. It's her being ridiculous in the wrong. Matt said, I definitely think you're wrong for wearing sweatpants. I hope he meant aren't wrong. He said, to be honest, maybe she could have been more understanding, but I don't feel like they're two examples that are unreasonable. All right, well, Matt Riddle, you need to get a clue, brother. If Matt's serious, I mean, come on. I guess she's got one on his side. Matt, slide on in her DMs. DM me if you want her. Go take her, buddy. She's all yours. She's a real winner.
He should just DM her. I don't wear sweatpants.
And she'll send heart emojis back. Love at first sweat. Oh, my God. Eric said, we're responsible. Her sweatpants is okay as not first date. We are a casual tri-state area. This is not Europe. Was she wearing jeans or leggings? I'm not sure. Does that make a difference? I think it wasn't memorable, so I wouldn't know. I think she was wearing jeans. I believe it was jeans, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I think.
I don't think I even know any girls that wear jeans anymore. They all wear leggings now.
It might have been leggings. I don't remember. Probably wasn't good looking enough anyway. Oh, man, I'm terrible. And then Detroit said, sounds like she needs a new career. I mean, Twitter was buzzing. Twitter was on fire. So if you're on Facebook Live, if you hear this later on, tweet me, chime in. Let me know what you think because I'm very curious. I love the tweets we're getting back here and the opinion because I am just in a state of awe. I had one date where, like, it wasn't a big deal. But I mean, she didn't look like her pictures a little bit, and then it was a dumb thing. I didn't get mad at it, but I more just laughed in my head as a sports guy. She didn't know anything about basketball. We were going to Nets game, and she said, like, three-pointer shooter. Her wording was all weird. That's not a big deal. That's just me being weird. If she was wearing jeans, she has some balls talking about your sweatpants. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. If she was wearing jeans, you're right. Although jeans, I feel like, is normal. I don't know. Do girls don't wear jeans? Is jeans casual for a girl?
I guess I'm a little older, but, I mean, like I said, I don't think any of my girlfriends have even owned jeans anymore.
So leggings are less casual than jeans. I don't know. I'm not fashionable.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I ever had a time where it was this ridiculous. There's another thing I talk about regarding it. I'm not going to get into. But there was another kind of ridiculous thing that she had on her. And I was like, okay, that's a little odd, but okay. I don't think I should say it because it's probably not appropriate.
Well, yeah, if you're thinking it, maybe not. But I'll be curious to hear it afterwards.
Yeah, it's not like terrible, but I should have judged on this. I kind of want to say it. God damn it. I've already said so much. Oh, it was another thing. if you're watching and you want to know, you could hit me up and I'll tell you. But I'm not going to say it on the show.
Ladies.
I'm not going to say it. It's it was just something that she had and how she gets it that was a little bit like, that's kind of a turn off. But you could ask me separately. I'm not going to get into that. But man, whew, I'm fired up. Note to you people. One, after the first time you meet, if she stays over, you wear those sweatpants and you wear them with pride. I would have wore shorts if it was a little warmer. Meanwhile, this is not a big deal. It was raining a little bit that day. It was Sunday. It was like a drizzle. I'm like, I'm going to, let's walk to the bagels place. It's like 8 minute walk. And she wanted to Uber there because she didn't want to ruin her shoes or something, even though I had an umbrella. I wouldn't care if she held the umbrella or stuff. She wouldn't ruin her shoes. I'm like, oh my God. Luckily, she paid for the Uber. I was not paying for an Uber. Like, no chance in hell I was paying for that Uber to go 5 minutes to get a freaking bagel. Two, don't let a girl control what you wear. Three, if you're chewing with your mouth open and she says it changes, just change it. Don't make a big deal of it. Don't leave the room and go into the kitchen. Oh, I can't hear this. Oh. I've heard things worse than people chewing in their damn mouth. You're in New York City. I've seen a guy poop on a train. And we're talking about chewing with your mouth open? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's a little dramatic.
You know what happens in New York City and you're going to complain about me chewing in my mouth open? I brought you some damn Chinese food that I found a good spot that was two blocks away from you. Three, know your food places around you. If you lived in a place for a good amount of time and you don't know, if you don't know the basic four-star Chinese spots, the basic four-star pizza spots, you got to get in with reality. You just got to live. You got to live your best life. And that's living your worst life. Four, find you a girl that's going to wear on a Sunday morning sweatpants with you. She'll wear your shirts. She'll watch football with you and enjoy it. Find you one of those. I've had trouble finding that. I don't know why or how, but it is harder than you think, man, trying to find someone who will just watch football with you and not care what you're wearing. And this is early on. I just don't think that that's not showing effort by me, what I wear. Not showing effort would be the whole time I'm with her, I'm on my phone. And mind you, I was more on my phone the second date when I was checking the scores during the movie because I was so like in another area code what happened with the chewing with everything. I was so turned off that I was like, let me check the over-under on this Packers-Lions game. And that's when you know you got a winner, when you have a girl who's checking her fantasy team or checking the scores. Not that that's necessary, but that's kind of cool. If she doesn't mind that. So if you mind what I wear, that I'm checking the over-under, window thrower, which we'll talk about as well. Mike Francesa's replacements have been announced. But I just can't stop talking about this. And it just turns you off when that happens. And I'm not saying I'm the greatest day, but it was going fine. I'm not a big PDA guy. We went to the hookah spot. She was like, is my lipstick why you haven't kissed me yet? Probably part of it. No, but I'm not a PDA, so that. So, like, I don't know. It was just, so if you don't want to see me wear sweatpants, don't stay over. I need to find a better woman, man. I'm trying to think if I had anything comparable to this where I was so bothered by them. There's times where you're just not, I feel like more of them are just, you're not as attracted to them as you thought because they're not as good as their pictures or their personality's not there. Girls you met, they just don't have a good personality. You don't click, you don't vibe. But this was just like, you're trying to be a comedian? This could be a whole act in itself. You just made a whole podcast. How long have we been going right now? What are we, 30 minutes?
35 minutes, yeah.
35 minutes! And I haven't even talked about the princess LeBron James. Oh, my goodness. I think that's enough. I'm trying to think if I forgot anything. I feel like I did. But apparently sweatpants around a girl is sexual harassment. So maybe I'm going to get charged with sexual harassment.
I hope not, because it seems like everybody is.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I am now. Like, I don't know. But thanks to everyone on Twitter for chiming in. Great stuff from everyone across the board there. This is the Jake Brown Show. Radio.com, iTunes, Spotify is where you find us. Enos Kanter. And I feel like I didn't use the soundboard enough for that segment. Because everything that just happened was, it was real. It wasn't.
You are fake news.
She is.
You are fake. You are fake news.
Oh, and you know what? About letting that story out. Whew. This is what everyone on Twitter basically would say to her.
Hello. Hello.
And this is what I should have said before she stayed over.
Get out. Get out.
Enos Kanter on the Knicks has got himself a new fan. I was at the Garden last night. The Knicks blew a 23-point lead, but the war of words has been taking over the headlines. Enos Kanter basically said, king, queen, princess, whatever you want to call him, I'm going to defend my guys. I'm going to defend the guys on my team, and I'm going to defend Frank Ntilikina. LeBron went on to post a, you're welcome, King of New York, my favorite playground, strive for greatness, on Twitter. And boy, is he so petty. And I tweeted earlier, I wonder, he calls him the king, he calls his wife the queen, and he calls his daughter the princess. What does he call his side chicks, Instagrams, his DMs he's sliding into? Who are they? Who are the ones he's cheating on his wife with, or at least trying to get with these Instagram models? Hey, I play basketball. You teach me how to hunt, I'll teach you how to play basketball. My response was, I'll teach you how to find a good Chinese food spot. I should have known from the start that she complained about coming to Astoria was such a trek from her. Living on, like, close to Midtown. Not a trek at all, honestly.
What was that, 25 minutes?
It's like, it may have been door-to-door 45 because okay, one of the train stops is down.
Ah.
And which is always, and MTA is an absolute joke. By the way, at night lately, all the yellow lines for me to Astoria have been down, so I had to, like, transfer and then take the 7 and then take the N, and I don't know how you get away with closing 4 train lines in all of Manhattan. But really not that long. There's people who travel like hours to see. I mean, I know it's the first date, so it's like, okay, but like, she saw it on Instagram. She saw the food is legendary. Like, if you look up Queen's Comfort, you'll see pictures and you'll be like, wow, that does look incredible. Like, you don't have that kind of, those kind of options a lot of places in the city. I mean, I'm not an expert in brunch city. I'm an expert around me, which clearly she wasn't, because she picked a 2-star Chinese place that was closed on a Monday night. But yeah, the food there is amazing. And that was already a bad start to say that. And Enos Kanter is showing us that the Knicks made a good trade. And they're showing us this guy is defending his teammates. He's playing hard and honestly should be playing more. I don't care who you are. What do you call yourself? King, queen, princess, whatever you are. We're going to fight. Nobody out there is going to punk us. And Enos Kanter has won himself millions of Knicks fans over. We're all in on the Kanter train. Go mess with the grown men, said Kanter. You ain't coming to my house and playing that water bottle flip game again. Damn straight. Damn freaking straight. We already have a king. It's KP. Sorry. I love that. And you know what? LeBron played well. He had a good fourth quarter. He had a ton of assists. He had the big shot over KP. He played well. But it's just petty. First, you're going to talk about Frank and the Knicks should have drafted Dennis Smith. Take shots at Phil Jackson. All this is irrelevant. You're on Cleveland. Worry about your team. You still have a worse record than the Knicks after the loss. The Knicks are 7-6. The Cavs are 6-7. Or 7-7, excuse me. Knicks 7-6. Worry about your own team. This just came out as so odd to me. And I don't understand it. I just didn't get it. So, I love you, Cantor. And the Knicks, hell of an effort. You know what? They collapsed. They were bad in the fourth quarter. But they played this team hard. They played this team as good as they can. And they fell short. But they're going to learn. And Frank had six steals. The guy is a defensive wizard. And I think Frank was ready to show out. He wanted to throw some hands. And Cantor helped him out with that. And I wish a punch was thrown out. I would have took his suspension from Cantor if he punched LeBron in the face. Although with the NBA these days, he would have been suspended for the season. The sweatpants conversation isn't over yet because we're going to be joined soon by Kelly Brinkley in a little bit. Talk a little more sports here, and then we'll be joined by her. NFL storylines. Again, the Giants probably won't fire McAdoo during the season because they want to be a top five pick. And if you want to keep losing, you keep this bum on the sidelines. That's all there is to it. It makes sense to just keep losing and keep losing and keep losing so you get a top three or five pick. The Niners won a game over them, making it an interesting fight for the first pick. The Browns did not win a game, so they are still the first pick. But the Giants right now are shaped up most likely to be in the top five. The Panthers dominated last night. The Dolphins showed us who they are. The Saints are just on fire. Seven straight wins. The Titans are right there with the Jaguars, who were in a sloppy game, a crazy ending, as the Jaguars finally won in overtime thanks to a Chargers fumble trying to run at the clock. And the Chargers handed it to the Jaguars. Jaguars handed it to the Chargers. And then the Chargers handed it back to the Jaguars. It was like a seesaw. The Vikings are one of the NFC's best at 7-2. The Jets were terrible in a game that you probably knew they were going to lose against Ryan Fitzpatrick. The Packers with a nice win and stay in the race. The Lions, as I said, beat the Browns. Tom Savage shouldn't be in the NFL or CFL. The Rams beat the Texans. The Steelers squeak by as they come back over the Colts. The Falcons beat the Cowboys. And the Patriots dominated over the Broncos. Seahawks won. Niners won over the Giants. Some interesting football games. No true upsets, I'd say, around the league this week. It was mostly favorites that all won. There wasn't really a single upset, honestly. Unless you think Bucks over Jets is an upset, which is not. Or Bears over Packers is. I still think the Packers are probably a better team, even with Hundley over the Bears, despite the Bears being favorites. And the Rams just keep on rolling. The Rams might win that division, and they're shocking me. Carlos Beltran retires. Hall of Famer. The question is, folks, is does he wear a Mets cap, a Royals cap, or he goes with the no cap? Greg Maddux went with the no team cap, which is odd because you think he would have chose the Braves. But Beltran has a decision to make. Most games with the Mets, Royals second, but he really only had four full seasons with the Mets. And while his numbers were best with them, does he go in as that? I think with all the teams he played for, he might do the no team. I would love him to go as a Met because that will only give us our third Hall of Famer ever. But he might go the no team route. Zeke served game one of his six-game suspension. The Cowboys got crushed. But it's been the sweatpants show. We're going to get with Kelly Brinkley. I'm going to go to a quick Nobody is Safe segment right now.
Nobody is safe.
First off, Nobody is Safe. Ben McAdoo, we did that already. We know him. Janoris Jenkins.
Nobody is safe.
What is he doing, man? Just giving up on plays left and right, just like the entire Giants team giving up. And there were plays, you saw it on video, where he just quit. And you saw it. And
nobody is
safe. He might not be safe playing like that, but with a head coach that he has, You never know. Number two.
And nobody is safe.
Marquise Lee, the guy had a penalty in the end zone, dancing, pass interference was picked up. It cost the Jaguars 15 yards. Luckily, they win the game, but just a boneheaded penalty by a third-string wide receiver that shouldn't have been done.
And nobody is safe.
John Fox makes it a touchback instead of first and goal at the one because he challenged it because he thought it was a touchdown, and they lose the ball. What happens? They lose by a touchdown. If Fox doesn't challenge that call, the Bears could possibly have won that football game. Boneheaded decision on a play that didn't need to be challenged because you would have had first and goal at the one, and you probably would have scored with Jordan Howard on the next play.
And nobody is safe.
Broncos defense gives up 51 last week and 41 this week. What happened? This was regarded as a top three defense in the NFL, and they're giving up enough points for a whole season. Just embarrassing. 92 points in two games. Inexcusable. And there's going to be some changes in Denver if that happens a little bit more this season.
And nobody is safe.
Coming up next on the Jake Brown Show, we'll wrap it up with Olympic bronze medalist Kelly Brinkley, the track star, joins us next. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes and Spotify, Jake Brown Radio, Jake Brown Show on Twitter. You'll hear that. And if you missed an earlier part, if you're on Facebook Live, make sure you subscribe. You'll hear the episode should be dropping in about an hour at 5 p.m. Eastern. Kelly Brinkley coming up next and Willie Ponder tomorrow. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome back to the second half of the show, the Jake Brown Show on CBS Radio's Radio.com, iTunes, and Spotify. We talked for 35 long minutes about the saga, the Sweatpants Files, coming next on the Lifetime Network, Lifetime Channel. To talk about this with us, one of the responses we got was from Kelly Brinkley, U.S. Olympic bronze medalist track and field 2012, who recently retired, but are pursuing many other things. You're doing it all: author, public speaker, philanthropist, a mother, a wife, and watching Chopped as we speak to learn about salads. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. And this story is, I mean, everyone's replying because they're just in awe. And I wish it was fake, but it is not fake news. It's real news. So what do you think? So just the quick summary: went to brunch. You responded on something different, which I found funny, that she stayed over meeting a stranger. Although I wouldn't say I'm a stranger, because we had a good brunch, we watched movies, whatever. She didn't want to go back to the city, so she stayed over. Next morning, we went to get bagels.
That's still borderline stranger.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, there's worse. People off Tinder who just like literally will say "come over" and that happens.
That's true.
Yeah. So
Tinder is like writing DPF on your forehead anyway.
Yeah, basically. I mean, this was OkCupid, so it's like there was a date, and we did not end up banging. That didn't happen. So I felt it wasn't as bad. And the next morning, we get bagels. I throw sweatpants on a Sunday morning like I would normally do, and she's judging me wearing sweatpants. You, as a female in this situation, what do you think?
I think sweatpants are completely acceptable, and I probably would have asked her, did you have a pair I could borrow? So I didn't have to wear like my same date clothes all over again. So it's quite odd, and I think you definitely dodged a bullet.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is I went a second date because I didn't know about it that much. We went to the movies, and then the other part of the story was like she said I brought Chinese food to her apartment, and then went to the movie theater, and she said I was chewing too loud at one point and was mad about that. So I mean, I guess she gets mad at the littlest of things. Is the only time is sweatpants, it's pretty much like a, I'm trying to think how to explain this, like a weekend thing, or like If you're on a third date, like you wouldn't expect on a date a guy to wear sweatpants, but if you're around the house and you sleep over and it's the morning after you guys hang out, it's not a big deal.
I think that sweatpants is an acceptable thing because I would want you to just be you, be comfortable. I don't need you to put on airs in front of me and try to put on your best jeans or whatever. So I don't feel like there's any kind of appropriate time or unappropriate time for sweatpants.
I agree. And she thought it was more like a friend thing. She thought like I was treating her as a male friend or something.
No, you were being yourself, which that's what I want. Mm-hmm. Like my husband and I, we went on our first date. He had on t-shirt and basketball shorts.
And he won. Wow, that's impressive.
He won, and it's just like I want you to be you. So maybe that's why she's on OkCupid.
Hey, that's saying something about me now.
Hey, but people are on different things for different reasons, and you know maybe her like because that's really petty. Like
yeah,
or instead of just asking, you know, hey, do you think of me this way? Because I feel like lots of stuff gets lost in translation. So if we just ask questions, because you could have been like. Maybe I think you're easy because you fucked over.
That's true. And while we didn't do the whole shebang, maybe, I don't know, maybe that was why she thought, oh, you should wear jeans because we didn't do anything. We just met.
Because we didn't do anything, right. Or you could have tried to do something, you know, and then she would have felt kind of awkward. But it's all in the perception. So that's just weird.
Yeah. I mean, she's staying over. I'm going to be as comfortable as I want. You're my house. I think she asked for, like, to borrow a shirt. So she's asked me to borrow one of my shirts, yet I can't wear sweatpants. That's just absurd.
No, you dodged a bullet for sure. Because if she gets mad over these small things, imagine what happens if you leave the toilet seat up.
Which has happened before. And now I live with three girls. So I have to, two more girls are moving in. I live with one. So I'm going to have to start keeping that seat down and it's gonna
all the way down. It's terrible to fall in at night. It's the worst feeling ever.
I'm right next to the bathroom, so that's gonna be tough for me to adjust to. But I'm still gonna wear sweatpants. What are you up to these days? Tell us what you're doing.
I'm gonna do some broadcast work for NBC. So I'm always traveling doing that. I do play-by-play for different sports, mainly for track and field. I run our business. We have a car hauling business. I am a personal trainer. I do marketing for a couple of other companies. So I'm literally all over the place. And then I am a mom of a 2-year-old. And then my stepson, who's 12, lives with us, and a wife.
Damn, you got it all. You got everything going on. I think you need a bagel on a Sunday morning.
I do. I do. Instead, I've got diapers and cooking breakfast on Sunday morning.
What is your go-to bagel, Kelly?
So I do a blueberry bagel with maple cream cheese.
Wow. That is
lightly toasted.
Wow. That is an exquisite order. Wow.
It is delicious. You have to try it. It's delicious.
Yeah, that sounds... I mean, I'm usually a bacon, egg, and cheese guy. But I do like a good variety of bagels. She ordered a weird cream cheese too, which should have been a sign to me like, hey, she's on top of the sweatpants. I don't remember what kind of cream. It was one of those exotic cream cheeses that I had never heard of.
You got to watch those exotic things. It'll get you every time.
Kelly, how was the Olympic experience? That had to have been just truly special moment.
It was the best time of my professional career. It was literally awesome. It was the most stressful time ever, but when it was over and done with and I'm taking my victory lap, I have literally never heard like 200,000 people sounding like a million. Mm-hmm. Like the stadium was like shaking with eruption of just applause and screams, and you know, it was so much fun. I loved it.
Now it must have been better because you were London, because what was last one was in Russia?
Rio.
What was the one in Russia? What am I thinking of?
Maybe a Winter Olympics?
Winter Olympics. That's my bad. Yeah. Like, I mean, that had to have been... I mean, London's a great place, I feel like, to have the Olympics versus where everyone's complaining. Now, Qatar is going to be an issue.
It is. Qatar is going to be a big one. And then, you know, Rio was, you know, dangerous. Everybody worried about Zika and, you know, being robbed. And, you know, London was awesome. They put on a great Olympics. They ran it so well. Like the train system was amazing for us to get around the system or get around the city. We got to eat good food. And I said, you send me anywhere that I can speak the language, get my hair done and eat good food. And I'm in heaven. And that was London.
Get your hair done. Get a little mani-pedi session.
Exactly. And I don't have to wonder about like what they're doing because I can just have a conversation. It's awesome.
Low key, I have to ask, what do you think about guys who get a mani pedi? Because I actually enjoy a pedicure. I think is, I mean, mani pedi is great, but I think a pedicure is great. Now, I usually always go with a girl, but do you think that's normal, or do you find that odd that a guy gets a mani pedi?
No, my husband is, you know, a newly retired football player. He's 6'2", 250, or he was 250-something. We won't say what he is now. But we do mani and pedi together all the time, and then he's done it on his own as well. And I think it's great. I think that it shows that, like, he cares about, you know, the small things about himself. And so then, you know, that pushes me to keep myself up, too. And nobody wants, like, rusty feet cutting up the sheets at night. Like, no.
In those sweatpants. And I think I asked the girl, too, like we should get one sometime. Like, just being nice. Like, we should get mani pedi. And she, I guess she found it odd. Like, she wouldn't want to go with me. And she's like, oh, no, thanks. But then sweatpants, that's where he crossed the line. Like, I'm just so confused.
Yeah. You know, maybe I'll make it my mission to find you a nice lady. Because, I don't know, these women you're talking about are quite odd.
Yeah, I had to run faster than you did in the Olympics, essentially, when all this went down. So
I'm so glad you did.
Yeah. And yeah, your guy's getting bigger post retirement. Former giant. Now, is it the Chick-fil-A down there? What is it?
What do you mean?
Is it the Chick-fil-A? Is that why he's packing on pounds?
No, he's just not as active, you know. So we go work out all the time, but he doesn't have to work out like, you know, when he was just trying to be on the field.
You need a break. I mean, he's had when you deal with training camp every year. I mean, that itself is grueling. Just the hot summer heat every day and 2-a-days. That I don't blame him for eating whatever the hell he wants. So
now I feel like I'm a chef. So like I'm always cooking and trying stuff and making, you know, cakes and stuff. So part of it's my fault as well.
Hey. That's what every guy wants. They want their wife to cook different foods for them and not have to worry about chewing too loudly in public.
Chewing too loudly or while wearing sweatpants.
The dream. Kelly Brinkley, follow her on Twitter @KellyWells. Appreciate you chiming in on the topic and talk to you soon.
All right. Yep. Good luck with everything.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. Bye.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.